Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 45 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Rain. 46 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Rain. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 46 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 50 degrees.
This is W2PUT Mobile listening.
Hey Dan, what you listening to?
Howdy Jeff, I'm listening to you. How you doing? We're just out and about here. had lunch in Manchester with one of our techs, and worked my way over to Saline. Quick stop there before we head back to the home office.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I've been listening, but got 45505 on, just receive only. I don't care to talk to her. It's spewing it all over Fenton, all over Flint. I don't want to be a part of that. I go over here. I'll give you a holler.
Yeah, well, you know, honestly, it doesn't bother me. You know, with the with the larger audience there, I could care less. But it is good to hear you. It must be an interesting afternoon. I'm not sure who picked 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, but our pre-sale to post-sale transition call for the Livingston County project is this afternoon. I understand the general scope, but the more I look at some of this stuff, the more questions I have. So it's going to be an interesting project.
Cool. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And he's doing it just despite so his dad can get on there and talk. Well, what if Dad doesn't talk on anything, and Dad could have his own note at home or whatever. Just on my way back from Kalamazoo, picked up a load going to Bergen. It rained pretty good this morning when I was going south. Besides the road are still damp, but for the most part it's dried up, I guess.
Oh, yeah, it was raining pretty good earlier when we first met up with MobileCom at the Mercywood site there, and reviewed some stuff there because they're getting ready to start, getting their cabling and install work scheduled, and went over to the Manchester site and reviewed that because that one's representative of the other three sites, and decided we'd have some lunch. It's been a couple of years since I've been there. We went to that Linda's Diner on M-52 there by Pleasant Lake Road in front of the Stockyards. Oh, man, that little diner does not disappoint. That was definitely a good call. Yeah, we're rolling across Pleasant Lake Road here. And I'll hit Ann Arbor Saline Road and drop that down into Saline. Yeah, the roads are mostly dry here. You know, you can see it dampened spots, but at least the rain's moved on through. And for now, at least.
Yeah, I'm supposed to get pretty cold this weekend, I guess. Not ready for it, but nothing you can do about it. It's on its way.
Isn't that the truth? Well, we're never really ready for it. I finally got off my butt and ordered them yesterday. I should have ordered them several days ago. I got to do the rear brakes on the Jeep here. The Flints are still in relatively good shape, but, you know, we're at 108,000. The backs are just about down to the little metal thingy that makes them squeal. Not a lot of pad left there, so got on Rock Auto and to the heck with it. You know, after 100,000 miles, we can do rotors too. I don't have to, you know, screw around with turning them. And so for under a couple $100, I got everything I need. I can have it done in about an hour, but I'll probably wind up pulling it into the fire station because if I remember to order them like beginning of the week. Yeah, I could have done it outside. Yesterday would have been a great day, but when you don't order them until yesterday, yeah, that's a problem.
You got the little block tool to spin the plunger and the caliper back in?
I don't think this one has the caliper where it rotates. I know that my son Ryan's car does. He's got the a Ford that we just did that on, but I didn't. Hopefully I can do it with a C-clamp like I usually do. I know that they do make those. I saw those tools that slowly rotates the cylinder while it compresses it. Gonna find out, I guess.
Yeah, you can buy it at parts store. They're not that expensive. It goes on a ratchet. Put it on there, spin it back in.
Oh yeah, no, they're not expensive. I want to say it was like $30 when we looked at it on Amazon real quick. I don't consider that a showstopper for buying a tool. I was just thinking probably if I need one, run up to Harbor Freight. They usually have a lot of stuff like that. But yeah, we needed something like that for his, but since I was helping him, he hadn't done the brakes before. You know, he was learning. He took and slowly, twisted the C-clamp, and I had my big honking channel locks, and just gently, rotated that, the thing on the end of the C-clamp, spins as well. It worked out okay. It's not as fun. It was definitely a two-person gig, though. I don't think I could have done that on my own, on it and rotated and turned the C-clamp, but it got it done.
Yeah, you definitely don't need a C-clamp on them. You just put that block on a ratchet, hold it in there, and spin it. Spins them back in, so. The old C-clamp trick don't work on them. Unless, of course, I guess you do it with the pressure to spin in, but yeah. I would think the block is $30. I was 12, maybe 15. I wouldn't think it'd be more than that.
Yeah, well, that was a two-second look on Amazon. It was a curious, like, well, how much does something like that cost? And, just looked it up really quick. I didn't do, much sifting through the list. But, yeah, we'll find out if this needs the ones that rotate or not. I'm not too worried about it. But yeah, for the amount it costs to have someplace do it, I will absolutely do that myself. I'm still capable.
Oh yeah, for sure. Not that bad of a deal.
Yeah, it's not like the old days where they used to machine the rotors or drums. They're inexpensive enough that, it's not worth the extra screwing around time to take them and have them machined and put back on, and the heck with it, throw them away. Especially since they don't owe me anything. They're a consumable, and I got 108,000 on it, so, that's what I would consider a minimal maintenance cost.
It all gouged up and rusty. Even at 108,000, the rotors, put a set of pads on and go down the road. Unless it's got a bad warp or something in it. But put pads on many times and not change the rotors or drums.
You know, I used to just slap pads on too. But, you know, there's enough wear on the rotors that, you know, I just make it, you know, get them changed. They're, you know, they're not warped, but, you know, there is very definitely, you know, wear on them. You know, you can see the lines and some grooves and whatnot. Part of the cost of owning a car.
Yeah, but you don't have to, like, spend the extra money. I don't know. Ones I had on my pickup were actually warped, so I had to. I didn't have any choice. Yeah, it was pretty bad, too. The brakes already would really jerk, you know. Lunge or whatever you want to say.
Oh yeah, that sucks when they're warped. I did some this summer on the Mrs. pickup truck because the you know, the rotors were warped on that. And yeah, that was fairly easy to do. You know, there's not a lot of effort on that anymore. It's you know, all of them are slip-on these days, where you're not necessarily, you know, having to do repack wheel bearings and stuff like that, like you used to. All right, okay, I just pulled into the Celine PD here. I'm gonna run in for a couple minutes and check on something. Got these off-network dispatch consoles. They were having an issue with the tech was coming to take a look at it. It's like, well, you know what, I'm gonna pop in and show my smile and face, say hi and see what they got going on. KBXWR, WCPT.
Aero static, you have them there. Talk to you later.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 51 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, cloudy, 52 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, cloudy, 54 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, clear, 51 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, clear, 49 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Node 27339 connected to WAUM VHF.
The East Coast Reflector Youthnet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign, and only your call sign, to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in, and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716-317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
Good evening, everyone. This is Carlos, N1CBM, and I welcome you to Usenet number 134 for Friday, November 7, 2025. There I am, just screwing up the dates again. And along with Vicky on the logs, keeping us out of trouble, K-E-A-V-K-Y, we have the full lineup for the bestest and greatest net controllers the ECR have to offer. For the first half of the hour, first half of the net, KG4BU will be taking the controls, then Miss River, KE2KR4GIP. And last but not least, KE2EGF, the greatest Ivan, will close the net and give us the readings of the stats. Just a couple of reminders there. The text line is open for you to text your call sign, and we'll put you on the logs, 716-317-9050, or if you will do it the email way, you can do it to text@ecr.radio. Question of the night. What's one thing you would like to automate? What's one thing you would like to automate? And with that being said, we're going to take check-ins, mobile check-ins. If there's anybody mobile out there who would like to participate in Net 134 for the UNET, let's do it now. Can we call signs twice and slow? Out of the Gainesville repeater, come again. Yeah, I think you were at the fringes. Let's see if you can hit it now. All right, nothing here at this time. Let's get general check-ins. General check-ins for you at on Friday the 7th. Come with your call signs twice and slow, please.
Net control. K-S-A-E-Y-E, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Echo, Yankee, Echo.
Whiskey, Bravo, 8, Oscar, Delta, Foxtrot, WB-8, OGF.
Kilo, Echo, 9, Delta, Fox, Fox. Kilo, Echo, 9, Delta, Fox, Fox.
K-8-B-Y-U. K-8-B-Y-U.
Five, Julie, Victor, Victor. KJ-5, JVV.
Any other takers for this first round of check-ins for the UNET? Let's come on and bring him on. Last net, we had 61 check-ins, and we have a task today. We have to break that record, and everybody can help us do that. General check-ins, in and outs, anybody, anywhere.
KL4, Kilo H, Romeo 4, Charlie Oscar Hotel. Just checking in, top of the evening, to the net, in and out, IO.
All right, one more time. That last station was pretty noisy. Can you come back in with your call signs, please?
We'll attempt again. Call sign, Kilo 6, Alpha, Alpha, November. Kilo 6, Alpha, Alpha, November. In and out, please.
All right, we'll work with this list in here. K6AAN, Mike, thanks for stopping by and saying hello, as well as KR4COH, Hector, thanks very much for waving hand. And from the bottom up, American Banking, KE2EDS, Mark. We have another Mark, KJ5JVV, KA8BYU, Roy, KE9DFF, Ivan, KE2EGF, Ivan, WB8, OVF, Dave, and coming through text, KF8EYE, W2SAL, KQAU, and KR4BGL. I'm going to send it over to Grayson, KG4BUT. And Grayson, are you ready? You have this, buddy. This is Carlos and 1CBN.
All right, there's a slight change of plans. I'm going to be going first. This is KR4GIP. Our first check-in is KR4BGL, Lawrence in Cary, North Carolina.
Hello, Witter, and hello, everyone on the net. One thing that I, oh my god, I really don't know how to fully answer tonight, but one thing that I want to automate, I guess I could say that it would be one thing that you could automate is having your coffee in the morning stay clean so that you can ask Amazon Alexa or whatever device that we use to make your coffee for you and have finished your job. But that is what I would say. Anyway, this is KR4BCL.net.
Alright, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KQ8U, Bob in Ecorse, Michigan.
Good evening, River, and the rest of the YouthNet. I like to automate my house cleaning, my chores. That's what I would do. You guys do a great job. KQ8U, Bethanet.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have W2SAL, Sal in Cheektowaga, New York.
Very good, River, on the pronunciation on Cheektowaga. I mess with the guys in the morning brew and say it's Cheektowaga, and they don't like pronouncing it that way. But as far as automation goes, I prefer having an automatic snow blower up here in Buffalo, New York. With that, I'll send it back to you, Net Control, W2SAL Clear.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KF8EYE, Caleb in Grafton. I don't know what that abbreviation is, if you could tell me.
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for running the net. I'm here on the East Coast Reflector using EchoLink. And my name's Caleb. My call sign is KFAEYE. And I'm here in Grafton, West Virginia. Beautiful state. And yeah, thanks for running the net tonight. Honestly, for the question, I am not sure. I've been thinking about it, but I'm not sure, honestly. That's a tough question. Maybe a weed eater, something that would mow the grass for me or something like that. Not too sure, but yeah, thanks for running the net tonight. It's my first time checking into the YouthNet. Yeah, thanks for running the net, and 73 to everyone on the net, and I'd like to hand it back over to Net Control. This is KFAEYE.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have WB8ODF, Dave in, I'll try my best to pronounce this, Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Hi, Grayson, and everybody in the background there. I did hear the pronunciation, but yes, that is correct. Ypsilanti, Michigan, and I think a lot of people are going to like my idea here. I would like it to be automated that whenever I move into a high-rise apartment or a regular apartment building or house owned by somebody else, I have a license to transmit. They don't have licenses to have Comcast and regular TV. I'd like a letter to go out and say, hey, give them the keys to the roof. That's my saying, WB8ODF. Thanks, Grayson.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have K2EGF, Ivan in Gasport, New York.
Yeah, thanks for taking the first part of the night tonight, River. Hope everyone's having a good time. Good evening, everyone. This is Ivan, K2EGF. To answer that question, I am not too sure about that. To be honest, if I had to really do one thing, I think I would automate driving. You know, if not even driving, just transportation in general. You know, if you could just hop on a plane, like, automatically, you know, or hop on a car automatically, it just takes you somewhere, and you sit on that, you know? That car was for love, automated planes. Yeah, anyways, yeah, any form of transportation that's just automated, you know, but I still like it, so if you had a car that was automated and, like, fully automated, you could just switch back over to manual mode if you ever need to, like, drive, because driving is just fun. So, yeah, anyways, let's see. Yeah, another thing I was thinking of is, like, you know, repairing something. If that was automated, I had something like that in my ham shack, that'd be great. But also building something, you know? If you could automate, example, building a circuit board and just think of what you need with it and just build itself. It's kind of what's happening with AI these days, but not that good. But it's going to be kind of cool, like a cool feature. Anyways, this is K2BGFX in the control, 73.
All right, thank you, Ivan. Next up, we have KE9DFF, Evan in Milton. I'm not sure what that abbreviation is either, if you could tell me.
Good evening, KE9DFF, coming to you out of Milton, Wisconsin. On the automation side, I'm going to be one of those negative Nellies and say I think there is a little too much automation in the world and not enough hands on the ground to do the work. So I'm sorry to say that, but, you know, it's, you know, we have a lot of automation, and I think we actually have too much of it. So back to net control, KE9DFF.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have KAHBYU, Roy in Glassdale, New York.
Hey, everybody. I'm here, Pat, KAHBYU, and I'm going to agree with the last person. I think there's just a little bit too much automation. I'd prefer to see the stuff done by humans rather than machines. Back to you.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KJ5JZZ, Mark in Tesla, Oklahoma.
Hello, River, and everyone on the internet. Yeah, I would have to agree with Ivan. I would automate it, like air traffic control. I would automate the airplanes. I'd have all that automated. It's kind of funny that we have a opposite opinion on different people who's talked so far. But yeah, my opinion would be is automate everything that comes through travel, especially TSA. So back to you there, to net control. KJ5JBB.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have KR4COAO. Oh, you're in and out. Next up, we have KE2EDF, Mark in Alma, New York.
River, Carlo, Vicky, and the rest of the group. I'm going to go the opposite of what Sal said. Sal said snow removal. I'm going to say cutting of the lawn. I cut the lawn at least once a week all summer long, and I'd really like to get away from that job. Have a great evening. Great job, kids. KE2EDS.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have KQ4UPK, Chris in Hollywood, Florida.
Hey there, everybody on the UthNet. If I could automate it, one thing, KG4UBK here. I'd automate my brain so I could finally remember which BTMF code to connect to what room. That would save me a bunch of pressing.
That's a good idea. I would want to automate my brain, too. Next up, we have AAHWI, Bernie in Portsmouth, Ohio.
Good evening to everyone. Gosh, I don't really know. I mean, so much is automated now. I might go along with the other gentleman who said maybe we have a little too much automation. So I think that's my answer. Back to you, 73AWI.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have KD3AJN in Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, River, and everyone else on the net tonight. Well, I want to have my password automated. I can never remember what I use for a password. So that's what I want. Everybody have a good day. KD3AJN.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have W2RBC, Randy in West Seneca, New York.
Good evening, River, Grayson, Ivan, Carlos, and everyone on the UNET. If I could automate something, I think it would be to make my dogs meals and to feed them. Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have K7FPS, Fred in Reno.
Hello, Ms. River and everyone on the net. I would automate picking up the maple tree seeds in my yard that fall in the spring. There are in the grass and in the surrounding yard. If I could have that done for me automatically, that would make my day. K7FPS, back to net.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have WB2JPQ, Jake in Eden, New York.
Well, good evening, River, and everybody tonight. I'd like to automate the East Coast reflector logging. Make it easy for everybody in the morning and night, whenever, and give Vicky a break. So that's my vote. Have a good night, everybody. This is WB2JPQ.
All right, thanks, Dick. Next up, we have KQ4ORK, Barry in Apopka, Florida.
Good evening, River, and everybody on the net this evening. I think this is the first time I've had the pleasure of checking in with you. Automation is kind of part of my business, so everything I have kind of wanted to automate or even thought of automating, I have. However, one of the projects I do want to build is satellite tracking, Raspberry Pi or Arduino. I've vaguely looked into it, but that's what I want to automate. Everything else is automated enough. Thanks for picking me up. Back to net control, 73-KQ4-ORK, and yes, we are in the mobile.
All right, thank you for coming, and welcome to the Usenet. I'm going to hand it over to Carlos to get some more check-ins.
This is November 2, Delta Mike Hotel testing.
Well, thank you very much there, River. This is Carlos, N1CBM, and that was a great first round of check-ins. Thank you very much to everyone who checked in. We're on a good track to surpass the 61 check-ins tonight. Let's help these kids get a new record for tonight. I'm going to interject here for a minute, and I'm going to throw something out there. Nobody has said anything about the bed. I would like to devise a system to make the bed automatically. And the laundry room should be on the other side of the wall, so the dirty sheets go to the other side. They get washed and dried, and then back to the bed. How about that, huh? I bet you like that idea. Anyways, this is Carlos, N1CBM, and I remember everybody out there that the text line is available for your check-ins, 716-317-9050, or if you prefer to email, text@ECI.radio. Just make sure you include your call sign and just your call sign, and Miss Vicky will put you there. Now, let's go for that second round of check-ins. Anybody anywhere, ins and outs, or mobiles, come now with your call signs twice for the youth net.
N2BH, N2BH.
K-O-4-C-L-D, K-O-4-C-D.
KD3VFE, Kilo Delta 3, Bravo Foxtrot Echo.
W2KJV, W2KJV.
Alpha Foxtrot 6, Papa Foxtrot, Alpha Foxtrot 6, Papa Foxtrot.
Alpha 3, Yankee Bravo Sierra.
Victor Alpha 3,
Victor.
Yankee Bravo Sierra.
Arizona, in and out.
Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. WB9CST, Richard in Texas.
Okay, guys, I'm going to stop it right here to clarify a couple of call signs. Something that sounds like 2EW or FDW. Can you come back again with call signs twice, please? Once again, the station FDW, I think it was, or EW, that sounded something like that. Are you here with us still? Okay, nothing here. Here and the station from Arizona. Arizona, you broke up while you were giving us your call sign. Can you come again? All right, nothing here. Anybody anywhere? Any takers for this second round of check-ins for Mr. Grayson in the U.S.? Can you call? Would you call signs twice, please?
Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, Richard in Texas.
Coming, Papa Romeo Zulu. November 7, Papa Romeo Zulu, Oregon. It's Willie.
KJ5 MSX, Kilo Juliet 5, Mike Sierra X-ray.
All righty, guys, thanks very much for that. Great second round of check-ins. I want to recognize from the bottom up N7PR set, Willie, WB9 CSP, Richard, N3 DQD, Ray, KQ4 GKO, John, KQ4 GLY, Chris, VA3YDS, Bill, A6BF, Leo, W2KJV, Tony, KD3BFE, Elliot, KE2EHI, Joe, KO4CLD, Micah, and N2BH. You know I gotta say this, Bill, the man with two big Harleys.
I'm going to send it over to Grace of KJ4BUT, who's going to take this second round of check-ins. This is Carlos N1CBM for the unit. You have it, Grace.
All right, thank you, Carlos. All right. NTBH, you can go.
Good evening, Grayson, Carlos, and everybody. I'm working on that second one, Carlos. I have never lived in a place that collects so much dust. I'd like to automate house cleaning, clean up the dust in the shower that I put off every week. M2BH.
All right, simply Steve-O. Next up, KO4CLD, Micah from Tunica, Alabama.
This is KO4CLD. I'd like something to automate my radio check-ins to NET. That would be pretty cool. Along with the house being cleaned, the bed being made. I know this exists, but I want something that I can put on my truck to start it in the cold weather to get it warmed up. Other than that, not much I can think of right now. So KO4CLD, back to net.
All right, thank you, see Micah. Next up, K2EHI, Joe from Westfield, New York. You have 7 check-ins.
Check-in.
All right, I'm seeing you in and out. All right, if you're all listening, because I'm free to see Joe. E3BFE, Elliot from Parksville. I don't remember what MB was, but you have 1 check-in.
KD3BFE, Elliot here. It's Parkville, Maryland. State is Maryland. I think something to mow the grass would be pretty cool if there was something that would be safe, because I could see that getting very unsafe easily. But something that's safe to trim the grass somehow. Probably would have to have cameras and sensors and programming and things all over it. But, yeah, that would be interesting. My wife sent something to clean the house to do, like, almost everything. I thought that was a good idea, too. And for KD3AJN, Anna, I do believe you said something about your passwords. There is a program called Bitwarden. You can install it on your phone. You can install it on your PC, probably out there for Mac as well. I'm not sure about that, but it definitely is for Windows. And it is a password management system, and it is extremely good, Bitwarden. It's called Bitwarden. Very good program. I recommend that highly. This is KE3BFE. Back to that.
Alright, send tweets to Elliot. Next up, W2KJV, Tony from Homosassa, Florida. You have 40 seconds.
Good evening, Grayson, everyone on the internet tonight. I would like to, this is kind of strange, but I would like to automate a full 8-hour sleep cycle. Back to you, Grayson. Hope everyone has a great night. W2KJV.
All right, since we see Tony. Next up, AF6PF, Leo from Drowsy, California. You have 1 check into the Ethernet.
Good evening, Net Control. This is Alpha Foxtrot 6, Papa Foxtrot of Los Angeles, California, checking in and supporting the net. Regarding the automation, I want to automate my dishwasher, laundry machine, and dryer. That's it for now. Have a nice evening, everybody, and have a nice weekend. Alpha Foxtrot 6, Papa Foxtrot, Leo, Los Angeles.
Next stop, VA3, Bill from Denville, Ontario, Canada. Yep, I'm shopping to the East Coast of the Internet.
Yes, good evening, Grayson, and everybody else on the net tonight. Thanks for doing the net. You're doing a great job. I'm kind of in the camp of the more we automate things, the less we remember how to do things for ourselves. So, but there's one thing I have automated in our home, and that's the lights. They come on automatically, and they go off again automatically at set times. So, this is VA3YDS. Back to you.
I simply see, though. Next up, KK4, GOI. Chris from Taylor, Florida. Yeah, send me one check in the Usenet.
Good evening, Grayson, Carlos, River, and Ivan. I have to go with doing the household chores. That would free up a lot of my time. Back to you, KQ4 GOY.
Simply to you, Chris. Next up, KQ4 GKO, John from Newborn, North Carolina. You have 8 seconds.
Good evening, Grayson, Vicky, and all the crew. Too much automation, but understanding that it can be helpful to people, I would rather just be able to turn it off for myself when I don't find it necessary. Anyways, have a good evening, everyone. KQ4GKO, clear.
Please see John. Next up, N3 DTV, Ray from Beaver, Pennsylvania. You have 18 seconds.
In the Zoom room and here on the net, this is N3BQD. I would like to have the trash can automated so that when it's full, it takes a bag and takes it down the hall to the trash room. Back to net. This is N3BQD.
Please to you. Wait, next up, 339 CSB, Woodrow Coast, Texas. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone on the net, WB9CST. Well, I think we're talking about automation. Mine would be kind of what the last guy said, but also on top of that, putting a robot on the wheels of the garbage can and sticking an extra wheel on the front. So that way it can have a predetermined path that it goes on, so that way all I have to do is put it out in the garage, the robot comes and picks it up, and then it puts itself out to the curb, the garbage can. That would be nice. Good job on the net. Back to you, WB9CFP.
N7PLZ. Lily from Seaside, Oregon. N7PLZ, Lily from Seaside, Oregon. You with us? I'm simply too Lily. Next up, KG5 MX. So MSX, James from Tell Mississippi, you have one check into the East Coast of Bucky is not.
Good evening. What I'd like automated is just about everything. Everybody have a good evening. 73s. KJ5, MSX.
Awesome, please. To you, James. What's up? Sending it back over to call to get more check-ins. Nice to snap.
Thank you, Grayson. Great second round of check-ins, and you handle it like a champ. And I'm seeing something here that you guys might be interested in. 357 connections to the East Coast Reflector, and we've had 37 check-ins so far. We need to go over 61. So grab your radios, and like Jeff is always saying on the morning group, push the fun button and get your call signs in the log. Even if it's an I.O., that'll help the kids, that'll help the numbers, that'll help everything here in the Usenet. We'll be all happy, and as Ivan is always saying, I don't bite. So grab your radios and send us your call signs so we can take your answer for the question of the night, which is what's one thing you would automate? This is Carlos N1CBM, and I'm taking the third round of check-ins. Everybody anywhere, including ins and outs, come with your call signs twice and slowly.
Hi.
Hello, this thing working?
Can you come with your call signs twice, please?
Hey, is this radio working? 2,
Bravo Extra Uniform, November 2, Bravo Extra Uniform, mobile in and out.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody can hear me, but hello.
K6GBZ, K6GBZ, in and out.
So Bravo 8,
Kilo, Kilo 7, Papa Charlie Hotel, in and out.
Kilo, Fox.
N3, Lima, Lima Yankee,
in and out.
KC5CZX, Kilo Charlie 5, Charlie Zulu X-ray. In and out, please.
N3, in and out. Kilo Roger, Golf, Foxtrot Lima. Please check in Justin from Cameron.
KJ5LUD, Kilo Delay 5, Lima Uniform Delta. Just checking in and out.
All right, let's clear some of these call signs up here. I have a few here that I want to go over. GFY call station, please come with your call signs twice, please. Anything like GFY or something like that?
KF8CGY, KF8CGY, in and out.
All right, Zachary, we got you this time. Another station, N3, November 3, anybody?
November 2, Delta Mike Hotel. I don't know if you got me or if anybody can hear me.
This is K2AP, Kilo 2 Alpha Papa. I tried about 5 times to log in. I don't know if I'm if it's working or what.
All right, Joe, we got you. We got you. Let me go over this list, and then we'll start the third part of the net with Ivan. K2AB, Joe, we got you. KR4, GFL, in and out, Justin. KC5, CZX, Daryl, he's also in and out. K6, GBZ, Tom. KC2, NJV, Wayne. I think we got a W2BXU or something like that. Is that a good call sign?
Is November 2, Bravo Extra Uniform. November 2, Bravo Extra Uniform, in and out, please.
All right, N2BXU, in and out, we got you. KE2ELI, Jeff, KJ5LUD, and KF8CGY. Going on there, LUD was in and out, KC5CSX. In and out, Marilyn, thanks for checking in. 3LLY, also in and out. KK7PCH, Michael, in and out, thanks for waving hand. K6GBZ, Tom, and 2BUX, another in and out. All right, I'm going to send it over to Ivan so he can take care of this five or six check-ins, and then we'll get you ready for another round of check-ins. You can use the text line, 716-317-9050, or email text at ECR.radio. Just include your call signs, and Vicky will put you in the logs. We still need a few more check-ins to get over the 60 bucks, so get your buttons ready. Ivan, you're going to have this, buddy, N1CBM. Back to you.
All right, Carlos, well, that's a lot of people we got checking in there. I finally think they realize that you do not bite, Carlos. Only sometimes, guys, only sometimes. It's rare occurrence, but it happens sometimes. Anyways, for that, we're going to pass on down to KFACGY, Zachary, in Cambridge, Ohio. Please come now. KFACGY, are you still with us? All right, Daryl, we'll mark you as in and out there. Or wrong person. All right, Zachary, we'll mark you as in and out. 73 if you're still listening. Now I'm going to send them to KE2ELI, Jeff in West Henrietta, New York. Please come now.
Hello, Echo 2, Echo Lima, India, Jeff in Henrietta. I don't know the protocol for the net, but I heard you call out. Other than there's a question around what would I automate, and I think I would automate taking my dogs outside every morning. This is KE2ELI, back to net.
Roger that. Have a good one, Zachary 73. Yes, this is the eSource of Watching Ethernet. This net is being ran up by UTAMS. And yeah, we just have a question overnight and kind of just like to have fun. Anyway, 73 to you. Have a good one, Zachary. By the way, guys, the question tonight is, what is one thing you would automate? That wasn't Zachary, my guys. That was, Jeff. Sorry about that. Anyways, we're resting down to W2BEU, I believe, or BV. Station 1, please come now. Is there a W2B question mark U station out there? Does anyone have a call sign that matches that and is trying to check? All right, we'll have to skip that call sign there. Northwestern 92, KC2, NJV, Wayne in Belmore, New York. Please come now. Does anyone here want to talk to me? Anyone? Anyways, I actually think that might have been an all in and out there. I see K6GBZ down, but I'm pretty sure you is in and out too. Alright, we'll mark you two as in and out. We'll go for a K6GBZ here. See if he's still there. K6GBZ, Tom in Cameron Park, California. Are you still with us?
Good evening, everyone on the net. And you're doing a great job. Did I identify myself? Kilo 6, Golf Bravo Zulu, Tom from Cameron Park. But I did like the idea about the guy who wanted to automate taking the garbage bins down to the curb. I really would like that. Bring it back and put them all away. That would save a lot of backbreak on my end. Anyway, back to the net. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Yeah, Roger and Tom, 73 is a good one. Now we're going to skip these next two as they were in and out. And going down to K2AP, it's Joe in East Islip, New York. K2AP, are you still with us? Alright, I guess we'll mark that as another in and out. Anyway, 73 if you're listening there, Joe. Anyways, let's pass on down to N6QDY, David in Sacramento, California.
Hey, good morning, Ivan. Great job. Good job to Ribbon and to Grayson. And even to Carlos. Anyways, and everybody on the net and everybody in the Zoom control room, N6QDY. So if I were to automate something, I would automate some kind of spam call, spam mail, virus, something like that, extermination program of some sort. So that's what I would do, however you would put that down. Automate exterminating spam calls, spam mail, viruses, etc. Back to you there, Ivan, and keep up the good work. Everybody have a good weekend and a good evening. N6QDY.
Yeah, Roger that. Have a good one, David. Now to question 92KO4, GIP, River in New Bern, North Carolina, via the text line. Please come out.
All right, thank you, Ivan. The one thing that I would automate is house cleaning. This is KO4, GIP. Back to you, Ivan.
Roger that, 73, everyone have a good one. Not the best on down. Back to Carlos there. Carlos, I guess pay more check-ins. Guys, that was really nice. A lot of the Charles have never heard. So yeah, I mean, like Carlos said, he does not bite. We have 367 connections. And, well, I guess that's kind of exaggerating. He does bite sometimes, but, you know, just, you gotta watch out. Anyways, any check-ins are welcome, and we really appreciate that extra. I think we went from, like, 37 to 51 there, so if we do that one more time, we'll beat the record again, guys. Anyways, back to you, Carlos.
Yeah, thank you, Ivan. Good job. And, yes, I don't bite unless you don't press that fun button, 356 connections, and we need some more to talk to Ivan right there. We had a lot of in and outs in the last round of check-ins, which is greatly appreciated. But Ivan's going to go sad tonight if you don't talk to him. Let's get a few more. Let's get a few more for this YouthNet number 134 and make it in the history books with the next new record, over 61. Anybody anywhere, let's go for that. Press that fun button and give us your call signs. Twice and slowly.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor 6.
November 7, November, X-ray Juliet. November 7, November, X-ray Juliet.
KJ7, SHD. Kilo Juliet 7, Sierra Hotel Delta.
Whiskey Delta 5, Alpha Delta Papa, WD 5 ADC.
We are getting there, guys. We are getting there, guys. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. More check-ins. Anywhere. Anybody, anywhere.
Kilo Alpha Zero Romeo India Zulu, Portland, Oregon.
Kilo Zulu 8 Sierra Alpha Echo, Houston.
Kilo Foxtrot.
Very close. 67 check-ins. Four
Kilo
more,
Foxtrot,
we'll be over 61.
Echo,
I want to give you another chance here. I don't bite unless you don't press that button. Remember, I'm going to automate all your radios and make you check in even if you do. Use the text line too if you want, 716-317-9050, or send an email to text at ecr.radio. Come on, guys, let's ring it up.
K4GDS, K4GDS.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Oscar Yankee, W8ROY.
Kilo Foxtrot 8. Echo Bravo Victor, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Bravo Victor.
Whiskey 6, Alpha Lima Bravo, Whiskey 6, Alpha Lima Bravo.
WD5BON, Whiskey Delta 5, Delta Oscar November. God in Corpus Christi, Texas.
November 4, Romeo Alpha Papa. November 4, Romeo Alpha Papa.
Okay. I am proud of all of you guys. Thank you very much. I knew that the users of the ECR wouldn't let me down. We're up to 64, but before we do this list, I got to clarify one call sign up there. That's Sierra Alpha Echo SAE, KZ8 SAE or something like that. Please come again.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear.
All right, once again, that station, Kilo Zulu 8 SAE or something like that, can you clarify your call sign once again?
Were you talking about November 4, Romeo Alpha Papa?
Oh, we got you there, Wayne. You're good. I was trying to get another station that sounded something like KZ8 SAE, but he's not responding. So, well, we'll take it out of the list. We got plenty of check-ins now for the 64. You made me proud. So, starting with you, Wayne, N4 RAP, WD5 DON, Don, W6 ALB, Andrew in Tucson, Arizona, W8 ROY, Roy. K4, GDS, Gil. KF8, EVB, Michael. KA0, RIZ, John. W5, ADP, Dave. I got KJ7, SHD, Eric. N7, NXJ, James. And KV8, PLB. I'm going to send it once again back to Mr. Ivan. KE2EGF, he's going to take care of all this check-ins, and he's happy. I see him in the Zoom room now that you guys are going to talk to him. This is Carlos, N1CBM. You have it, Ivan.
Yes, thank you, everybody. I do appreciate it. We have actually been beating the record every week now, so we're at 63 check-ins now. We're doing great. Anyways, let's go on down to Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, Chris in Noddy, Michigan. Please come now. The question of the night is, what thing would you automate?
Thank you guys for running a great net every Friday night. We look forward to that. Put me down for shaving. I was going to say a haircut, but that's only once a month. savings every day, and if I could automate that, I could spend more time with my wife at breakfast. You guys have a great weekend. This is KDATCLB, back to net.
Send down to N7NXJ, James in Portland, Oregon.
Hey, good evening, Ivan and everyone, and congratulations on your 64. If I was to automate anything, it would have to be driving. My car has to automate to drive me to and from work. I say that because I've recently, our work has moved locations, about doubled my commute. And as a matter of fact, I went out and picked up a radio so that I could entertain myself on the drive. I've been a licensed operator for about 33 years, but tonight, Ivan is my first contact in 25 years, so thank you for that. 73's M7NXJ, back to that.
Oh, wow, James. Well, yeah, that's very nice that you're getting back into it there. Definitely great having you. It's my favorite, so, yeah, Chess was a long wait there, just waiting for my node to stop teeing up with its ID. Anyways, my question done too. Let's see here, KJ7FHD, Eric in Beaverton, Oregon. Please come now. KJ7HSHD, or was it SHT? Are you still with me?
Pretty much my first time, or my first time in a while. And just trying to get back to the spending a lot of time listening, and now starting to get over my fright and get on the radio. Good to hear you, and glad to hear what you guys are doing.
Yeah, Roger that, Eric. We got a question for you. If you had to automate one thing in the world, what would it be?
If I had to automate one thing, it would be the cat litter. Cat litter, definitely. It is every day. I love the little girls, but it is a chore.
Roger that. 73's due, Eric. We appreciate you getting on. Anyways, yeah, have a good one. Mark Benson down to WD5ADB, Dave in Tonawanda, New York.
Hi, Ivan, and everyone on the net. So, let's see, automated-wise, I'm kind of a fussy person for breakfast. I like breakfast. So not just a breakfast sandwich, but I would like to automatically take the eggs out of the fridge and crack the eggs and then make toast and then maybe bacon or ham and then home fries. Got to have fresh-made home fries, too. So all just a breakfast, automatic breakfast would be great for me. Back to you, Matt.
Yeah, Roger, Matt, 73, stay safe, have a good one. Now we're going to send down to KA0RIC, John in Portland, Oregon. Please come now. KA0RIC, Kilo Alpha 0, Romeo India Zulu, are you still with me? I guess not. We're walking in and out there. Now we're going to pass it down to that Kilo Zulu 8 Sierra Alpha Echo Station. I'm pretty sure it's KZASAE, but we're not positive. I don't know if you're still there. We didn't hear you when you're calling, but we'll just give you a second chance there. All right, I guess not. I know you said you're in Houston, Texas, so I can match you up with your location. Woodlands, Texas there, and I assume I got it right. Anyways, you're going to send them to KFA-EVZ, Michael in Farmington Hills, Michigan. Please come now.
Living in Michigan, I'd like to automate shoveling the driveway. Back to you, KFA-EVZ.
Roger that, 73 here, Michael. Now it's passing down to K4GDS, Bill in Orlando, Florida. K4GDS. Gil, are you still with me?
This is K4GDS. Sorry about that. I got a phone call right as you called on me. If I could automate something, it'd probably be typing. I guess Siri's gone a long way there, but I type a lot. It sure be nice for a computer to just know what I was thinking. K4GDS, back to net.
Yeah, I get that. You know, I was actually thinking to answer that, but I'm pretty good at fast at typing. But my one thing that I'm not good at is writing. I can write super fast in handwriting, but my handwriting just looks terrible. So I'm thinking if I could automate that, that'd be great. Anyways, now I'm going to send down to W8 Roy. Roy is Livonia, Michigan. I like your fantasy, by the way. Down to you.
Hi, good evening, Ivan and everyone else out there. You're doing an awesome job. Kudos to you. I love it. But let's see, the automated thing I would like would be this box in the laundry room. You throw all your laundry in there, it sorts it, it washes it, it dries it, and it folds it and spits it out for you when you're done. Then I just have to find someone to put it away. Great job tonight. Everybody have a good one. Back to you, Ivan, W-A-R-O-Y.
Roger that, 73 is Roy. Have a good one. Now we're pressing down to W6ALB, Andrew, in Tucson. I don't know how you really pronounce that. Arizona. Anyways, come now.
Well, good evening there, Ivan. At control, this is W6ALB, Andrew, Tucson, Arizona. Yeah. You got a good signal, by the way. Compliment you on your audio. Sounds great. There's stuff that I want to automate, probably the rain. We sure could use a lot more of it over here. Anyways, back to you. Now, Control W6ALB, Andrew. Thanks for letting me check in.
Roger, mate. 73 is you, Andrew. Have a good one. Now, you're going to send down to W5DON, Don, in Corpus Christi, Texas. By the way, Don, I like your vanity. I think you told me once that it was doing a vanity, but anyways, down to you.
Good evening, Ivan. Good memory. It's actually Whiskey Delta 5, Delta Oscar November, WD5-ON.
X-ray, transmitting on about Matex BF-S880 Pro, generating 10 watt power. Does anyone copy?
And the shady thing, if I could automate one thing, that's a chore that I've just about done with in my life. It's been a long time and a lot of years. Good job, Ivan. 73. And back to you, WD5DON.
Roger that, 73 is down. Have a good one. Now we're going to send down to N4RAP, R-A-P, Wayne, and, wow, that's a weird word, Athlon, Illinois. Please come down.
Thank you very much. O'Fallon, Illinois. O'Fallon, Illinois. This is InfoREP, and if I was going to automate something, it would be loading the Raspberry Pi devices so that they would work. I just got this one to work yesterday, and I'm linking to you by All-Star, and I'm just having so much fun. So you guys are doing a great job with the net and carry on. InfoREP.
All right, yeah, roger that there. 73's due in. Now, the last check of the night, we have 64 Dragons, by the way, beating our previous record of 61, and the record before that of 58, and I'm pretty sure the record before that of, like, 51 or 49 or something like that. Anyways, let's pass that down to Derby Dan there, KD2VNU. This is KD2HF. Please come down.
Good evening, Ivan. Hope all is well. If I had to automate something, I believe the snow blowing would be nice. It'd be nice to stay in a house and watch it get cleared. You guys are doing a great job as always, and it's always getting better. Katie Tubin, you return back to the net.
All right, guys. Well, that's the end of that here. We'll pass it back to Carlos, and he can pass back me for the stats. So, yeah, Carlos, Ronnie, 6730. Down to you.
Thank you, Ivan. I had to wait there for a couple of seconds for my no-to ID. And that's a great net. Number 134 is going to go to the history books as the best one ever. We're surpassing every single net every single week. Thank you very much to everybody who participated tonight on new unit number 134. Remember that number for next week, 64. We need at least 65 or 66. On behalf of Vicky, K-A-V-K-Y, Dick, W-B-2-J-P-Q, the rest of the ECR brass located in the Zoom room, and myself, N1CBM, I'm going to say 7-3s. Thank you for your cooperation. Thank you for your participation. You guys are great. You guys rock. 7-3s. I'm going to pass it on to Ivan again for the stats. Ivan, you have it, buddy.
All right, well, guys, all right, let's see here. Okay, check-ins, 64 check-ins, like I've been saying. Pretty soon here, we're going to overpass the morning brew. Challenge accepted. Anyways, yeah, I really appreciate all those in and outs we got there. So if we can just do that every day, though, or every time we run this net, we're going to start surpassing the morning brew. Anyways, all right, so let's see here. Let's see, well, I had the most. Okay, I'm not surprised about this, but Chores was in first place with the most answer. yeah, so we had five people there at 11.4% answering Chores for our question tonight, which is what thing would you automate? I totally understand that. Second place, we had yard work, which I would like to inform. Some people said lawnmower, some people said just everything. If you want a lawnmower, they make robotic ones.
Node 2-7-3-3-9 disconnected.
Let's see if anybody's out here tonight. This is
W-A-S-H-Y.
I'm listening.
Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 45 degrees.
Go Echo 8, November Kilo Zulu.
Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 43 degrees.